News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Federal regulators have approved booster shots for those who received the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. More from our Ben Thomas.
The FDA authorized a third Moderna shot for seniors and others at high risk. One big change, Moderna's booster will be half the dose of the first two shots. For J&J's single shot, all recipients should get a second dose. The FDA also says anyone eligible for a shot can get a different brand of vaccine from the one they started with.
And the White House is gearing up for next month, when it's expected children ages 5 to 11 will be approved for vaccinations. Coordinator Jeff Zients.
We will ensure that vaccinations for kids ages 5 through 11 are easy, convenient, and accessible.
He says pediatricians, drugstores, and community centers will receive doses to give to children. The popular In-N-Out hamburger chain in California has health regulators seeing red. The chain's Pleasant Hill location has been fined for not checking the vaccine status of those who dine indoors. In Sarasota County, Florida, there could be new clues into the disappearance of van traveler Brian Laundrie. Possible human remains were found in a swampy nature preserve, along with Laundrie's backpack. Sources tell the Associated Press New York prosecutors have sent evidence to a grand jury hoping to indict millionaire Robert Durst for the death of his former wife. At the U.S. Capitol, Senate Republicans blocked a vote on the Democrats' voting rights bill aimed at offsetting GOP states that passed voter restrictions. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
As long as Senate Democrats remain fixated on their radical agenda, this body will continue to do the job the framers assigned it.
President Biden traveled to Pennsylvania today to push for support for his social spending proposal. At the bottom of the ninth, the Astros had an 8-point lead over Boston. This is AP News. Songwriter Leslie Bricus has died at the age of 90.
Who can take a sunrise?
Leslie Bricus wrote for stage and screen, but his songs often became pop. He wrote the score for the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which featured The Candyman and Pure Imagination.
Goldfinger.
Bricus wrote lyrics for John Barry's music for the Bond theme songs Goldfinger and You Only Live Twice.
A man who walks with the animals.
Bricus won an Oscar for writing Talk to the Animals from Dr. Doolittle.
And I'm feeling good.
And he wrote Nina Simone's signature song, Feeling Good. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
New York City's Board of Health has passed a resolution that names racism as a public health crisis. It calls for steps like reviewing the city's health code to look for structural racism and find ways to make changes as needed. Milwaukee County, Wisconsin was the first municipality to pass that type of racial review. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.